spiritual approach to our life depends on changing our habits. So we want to describe a method, a proven method to actually change our habits in a systematic way. We are habituated to act and think and feel in a particular way due to our birth and our conditioning. So to point our lives in a spiritual direction is a transformation, it's a revolution, it's a change, because life after life we're going in a material direction, basically satisfying the needs of this body, the needs of our friends and relatives, and the spiritual dimension is not so much developed. In Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Sri Krishna is describing the mind, that the mind is the pivot point for liberation or for bondage, Arjuna replies, Chanchala hi mana Krishna. He says, my dear Lord Krishna, the mind is very chanchal. It's very difficult, seemingly impossible to control the mind, as if trying to control the wind. We cannot control the wind and we cannot control the mind. Krishna acknowledges the dilemma that Arjuna is facing, but then he replies by saying, yes, but it is possible. We can control the mind by constant practice and detachment. So this is what Krishna is suggesting, that by practice, transformation can take place. People generally think that to take up spiritual practices is very difficult. How to fit in spiritual practices? We have very busy lives. How to fit in yoga abhyas, or how to fit in a daily sadhana program? It seems impossible. So we have a habit, as I mentioned, a habit to behave and act and move in a certain way, but by this system that we're going to present here in outline form and explain the principles, we can actually change the course of our life. We can take an active control of our life and turn the direction towards full-on spiritual life in the context of our daily material activities. And basically, it's about changing habits. Now we have material habits and we want to replace them with spiritual habits. So there's three divisions. First, there's observation. Then there's contemplation or meditation. And then there's implementation. The first level of changing habits is to observe our bad habits. So we determine, for example, that I always take rest too late at night. This has become my habit. So therefore, it is impossible to rise early in the morning because I am habituated to take rest late at night. So we observe, if we desire to change, we have a desire to change our habits and a desire to improve our life spiritually. We have this desire. So we determine, we write down, this is the habit that I want to change. I'm determined to take rest like early in the evening. For example, you can say, every night I will take rest, no matter what happens, I will take rest at 11 p.m. Because our habit is that we eat, and then we talk, or we watch TV, and sometimes we take rest at 1 or 2 or 12. It's nothing, it's not fixed. So if we observe that this is a bad habit, I want to change this habit, and we become determined that, yes, I must change this habit, I must take rest at 11 o'clock. In other words, we don't control our time. We control our time at work. We're very specific and careful about controlling our time at work. But we don't control our time at play. When we come home, we don't control that time. It goes this way, that way. There's no proper shape. So the first point is to observe our bad habits. Then the second point is to make a sankalpa. So this is a mental resolve, a determination that I must take rest at 11 o'clock without fail every night. Now this sankalpa, one meditates on this sankalpa for 1 month. You don't take rest at 11 o'clock. You follow your same unregulated schedule, sometimes 11, sometimes 12, sometimes 2. But for 1 month, you keep meditating and building and strengthening your sankalpa. So we're spending one entire month meditating on the good habit that we want to implement. And joining with this meditation, we add prarthana, prayer. Because alone, we are very weak. But with Krishna on our side, with Krishna driving our chariot, then we become Ajit and Achyuta, infallible and unconquerable. So the prayer, we're meditating, Krishna, I'm determined, I must take rest at 11 so that I can rise by 5 and spend an hour or two meditating on Krishna, chanting japa, studying. So the prayer is, hey Bhagavan, hey Sri Krishna, this is the change I want to make in my life. This particular change, I'm giving an example, this sleeping early, it can be any change. This is, oh Bhagavan Sri Krishna, this is the change I want to implement in my life. I want from now on, for the rest of this year or this life, I want to, without fail, I want to take rest every night at 11 o'clock. Then we conclude the prayer. We conclude the prayer by saying, Krishna, please help me. So this is the observation of our bad habits. That's point one. Then determining a good habit that we want to implement. That's point two. Point three is to meditate for 1 month. 1 month, maybe two. 1 month. Meditate and pray to Krishna. Specifically, the habit that we want to try to implement, but don't implement it. Just, it's all on the mental platform. Mental and heart. Mind and heart, praying and meditating on the desired change. The American psychologists who write all these books about habit changing and improving our habits, they give these sequence. And so we can apply it to improving our spiritual life. This 1 month that we spend in meditation and prayer is to develop what they call is internal momentum and internal strength. In other words, it's like the airplane. It's on the runway. It's like this, and first they turn on the engines, and then they're going full speed, and then they let off the brake, then it goes like this, and finally it takes off. So it doesn't just take off, there's a preparation. Once the plane takes off and reaches, it climbs to its altitude, it maintains its altitude and goes straight directly to the destination with rapid speed. So this changing of habit, we want to fly with this habit, with this new habit, with this good habit, we want to fly for the remainder of our life. They say that this principle of internal momentum and strength is absolutely essential for effective, long-term habit change. Because they say if we don't firstly develop this internal strength, then when we try to implement our new habit, we will slip back to our old habit. So then they say that as we build up this internal momentum and internal strength that I must do this, I have to do this, I must do this, I have to do this, I will do this. And they say that the best time to reinforce this sankalpa, or to reinforce this desired habit change, is right before we take rest at night, and right at the time of awakening. Because at these times of the evening and morning, the subconscious aspect of ourselves is extremely impressionable. So mind you, we're still at the first level. We haven't implemented the new habit. We're just developing the concept and developing the inner determination. So at these times, before we take rest, and immediately upon awakening, we say yes. Even though it may be 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, we say no, I'm going to change this habit. From now on, I'm going to take rest at 11. Because we are praying to Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates with the sincerity of our intention. And after 1 month of building this internal momentum and strength, we actually feel, or one will actually feel, he's becoming empowered. Just like the jet plane, it runs down the airport runway, and when it reaches a certain speed to lift, it lifts off. So this liftoff is when we start to apply the habit. We actually practice the habit that we want to change. So when one meditates, then when one feels, yes, I really feel I can do it. You haven't done it yet. You haven't actually taken rest. You haven't actually taken rest at 11 o'clock. But you've built up this sankalpa, this determination, this fixity of mind, and your heart is very determined. You build this determination. Then you say, yes, tonight, I'm going to take rest at 11 o'clock. This is the application. Now, they have done clinical studies with these principles of habit changing, and they find, and this is the difficult part, but we have the help of Krishna, so it's not so difficult. They say if one can maintain his habit for 30 days without fail, in other words, today I will take rest at 11, which will facilitate my rising early. Then I take rest at 11. Then tomorrow I take rest. And I go 1 week, every day for 1 week, 11 o'clock. And then 2 weeks. Then for 30 days consecutively without breaking. And after 30 days, if one has done this, then that will become his habit for life. What seems impossible becomes possible by the mercy of the Lord. We are 40 years old, 50 years old, 30 years old. We have 40 years of habituated behavior. We've always done it this way. And we can't conceive or imagine that we can do it any other way. But Krishna has a very interesting shakti. It says, gatana agatana patyasi shakti, which means Krishna has the power, Bhagavan has the power to make the possible impossible and the impossible possible. So our sankalpa, our desire for reformation or transformation, is not for material benefits. The purpose of our habit change is to improve our attraction, attachment, and love for God. And Krishna likes this attitude. So therefore, from his vantage point as Paramatma, he helps us. And when we implement, by the mercy of God, when we implement this new habit in our life, we will add an entirely new dimension to our life. It's called the Krishna touch. It's a touch of love. It's a touch of charm. But the idea is that we want to free up some time so we can spend some time with Bhagavan. And actually, this is what's missing in everyone's life. We don't have any room for our best friend. Krishna says in Gita, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. I am the heart friend. I am the dearest friend of everyone. But we say, oh Krishna, I'm very, very busy. So if we can change our habit, take rest in a regulated way, then we can get up early and all of a sudden we find 2 extra hours in our life. And when we're requesting or asking is for 1/12 of your valuable, precious time. Doganta, 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day with Bhagavan. Private audience. And see what happens when you spend 2 hours a day with Bhagavan. Do you believe anything will change in your life? Because we're saying you can have 22 hours a day to do whatever you choose. But now we spend 24 hours and we don't spend 1 minute with Bhagavan. This is the missing element in our lives. We have attachments, we have love, we have relationships, but we don't have prema. Because prema is alaukik, transcendental. And every living entity, every jiva, has an opportunity to experience Krishna prema, Bhagavan prema. Krishna says, yeyatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender unto me, as you try to love me, I will love you. You ignore me, I will ignore you. So this is a new year. Now the path is clear. Act correctly and you will become dear to Lord Krishna throughout the year. So this is on the spot poem. So acting correctly means simply taking rest before 1 o'clock. Maybe let me ask a very intimate question, and don't feel shy to answer. How many of you kind-hearted souls who have gathered here, are in bed and sleeping by 11 o'clock? Raise your hand. As in public lecturing, there are different ways to close a lecture. So this particular lecture will be closed with a humble appeal. Because everyone knows, at least, I don't know if it's an Indian tradition, but in the Western countries, they have the concept of New Year's resolution. This is sankalp. We say resolution, you say sankalp. In other words, a fixed determination, a mental resolve, or a fixed determination that I must do this. This will be good for me. So our humble appeal to all of you kind-hearted personalities, people gathered here, try to apply this principle of changing your bad habits into good habits one by one, according to the system that we've outlined. And we would request you, if at all possible, please take rest at 11. Rise at 5 o'clock. Spend some time with Bhagavan, 1 hour, 1 or 2 hours, then prepare for work, breakfast, family, and by 7 o'clock everyone's on the move. And if you will do this for us, then we promise you that if you can maintain this schedule for 6 months, which is only half the year, you will see a most pleasant and wonderful change in your lives. I guarantee. So please try. Because according to our benevolent Jyotishis, they say that 2008 was the end of a bad cycle. And the stars, nakshatras, and grahan, etc. Everyone in Mumbai is well aware of the terrible things that happened. But the good news from the stars, from the stargazers and the people that know what's going on up there, the good news, the beginning in 2009 and for the next 10 years, there is going to be a spiritual awakening and a spiritual renaissance in India. This is the prediction, and this is the desire of Bhagavan Sri Ram, and this is the ichcha of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So it is also our ichcha. All of you have a spiritual renaissance in your life and a complete spiritual awakening. So the next 10 years, beginning from tomorrow, will bring full spiritual experience for everyone in this room. So on this note, I thank you for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki.